Blog Talk Radio.
God is the only one
that can fill that void. I'm just encouraging you, my sister, my brother, on tonight. You might have had to spend this day all alone. But I want you to know that you got Jesus. And you have me as well. You say, well, Overseer Warren, I've never met you. Well, you never have met me in the flesh. But if you know God, then you know me, because we are spiritually connected. We are spiritually inclined. And I just want you to know tonight that it's not all lost on tonight, because you know what? God has left you here for a reason. Even though he's taken away that husband, he's taken away that wife, he's taken away your son or daughter, death has done that. And we find out that the word of God says that God came that we might have life, not that we might have death, not that we won't encounter this, because we will encounter these kind of tragedies, these kind of heartaches and hardships as long as we live. And the reason why we have to endure these pains and agonies is because of sin. Sin entered the world. And when sin entered the world, it brought all the heartache and hardship on mankind and womankind. So I just want to encourage you tonight to be encouraged. I know it's hard. I too suffer, so I know what you're going through. But we're going to just clench our hands together in a circle, in a link, in a change around this spectrum together, because we know that together we stand, and divided we shall all separate. So I just wanted you to know tonight that God loves you. And I love you too. And just look up and be encouraged. You know, if you feel yourself really alone and really tired and feeling down and out, I would suggest you put on your a good music CD and listen to it, something soothing for your soul. And then you can also get the Word of God and read it for comfort. And so God will bring us comfort. He will. In spite of what we're going through, God will be there for you. And so without any further ado, I will be with you 30 minutes on tonight and counting. But before we go to any further ado, I would like for those of you that will to bow your hands as we acknowledge the one and the only, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of Nazareth, on tonight. We thank God for allowing us, those of you that were able to get to your destination to celebrate this day of Thanksgiving with friends and families and constituents and extended church family, my supporters, my followers, supporters of Jesus Christ and my followers and my kinship family. I just hope and pray that you had a good time on today. And so like I said, we will now acknowledge God at this time. I'm asking you that will to bow your beautiful heads with me as we go down and pray. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this world is not our home. We know that you have lying in wait a mansion for those of us that are living according to your command. Father God, we're coming together as pilgrims through this very land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these little places, to bring a river word to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their sin. I'm asking you to bring to me your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurt deep within the pity of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' marvelous name. And we shall all in unity say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight entitled, Losing Control to God. I want to repeat that. Losing control to God. So I'm going to read. I don't have my spectators with me on tonight. That's my eye lenses. I don't have them with me, so I'm just going to be reading with my natural eye. And excuse me, you know, if I miss a word or two, but I hope to pray that God will guide me, even though I don't have my lenses with me on tonight. And like I said before, I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day, you know, and that just know that you're loved. Just know that. Don't let the devil deceive you into thinking that you're all alone and no one cares. Because Jesus loves you, number one, and Overseer Janice Ward loves you, number two. So you got a friend in Jesus, and you got a friend in Overseer Ward, number two. So I just want you to look up. Look up because your Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. And as I first stated, we're going to go on into our program. And we're talking about losing control to God. And we're going to take a scripture reading from the law of Habakkuk 1 and 1. Through 2 and 4. And it reads like this. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. That's in the law of Habakkuk 2 and 4. And we're talking about faith on tonight. So it says faith is a holy word for the Christian. We find out that faith means faith in God. For he is the only one worthy of our complete trust. We know without faith, one cannot please God. That's found in the law of Hebrews 11 and 6. Faith can be described as losing control of our lives to God. And I'm reminded that there was a young executive that he had reached the pinnacle of success in his company. And at church one Sunday, he had a religious experience that turned his life around. When he accepted the Lord, he was called to preach. And he had subsequently resigned from his job and enrolled in seminary. Unable to persuade him to consider keeping his position with the company, the board of directors went to his parents and offered them purpose to exalt their son to reconsider his resignation. The executive parents responded, what's between God and our son is out of our hands. They had relinquished control of their son to God. We know as their son had relinquished his life to God. God frequently confronts us with circumstances that challenge us to actively demonstrate our faith. We may be required to relinquish control of our lives to the Lord and to trust completely in him. And if we have faith in God, hallelujah, even as a minuscule amount the size of a mustard seed, that tiny faith will prompt us to ask God, Lord, how much do you want me to give? And Lord, what do you want me to do? We have opportunities to show that our faith is alive and well. Hallelujah. And we know that Hallelujah. If we were to ask several people to draw a crooked line on a piece of paper, we know that no two lines would be identical. And there is a lesson in this. There are many ways to be crooked, but only one way to be straight. The Lord tells us that the righteous person has only one option, to live by his faith. And in the chapter prior to this declaration from the Lord, the prophet Habakkuk had complained about the violence and injustice around him. It seemed as if the wicked were swallowed up by the righteous. God responded to Habakkuk by saying that his people were to be just and were to live by faith. They were not to be like the ones who is the proud and not upright. A proud and self-sufficient person will rationalize his faults and imperfections. Hallelujah. He doesn't want to admit that he needs God. His ways are crooked. We know that wickedness seems to prevail in our world, but God urges us to live our lives in faith, taking to heart his assurance to Habakkuk that there will be a day of reckoning for the wicked. We know that the only way to please God now and to be ready for that day of reckoning is to live by faith. God, grant me grace throughout this day to walk the straight and narrow way, to do whatever in thy sight is good and perfect, just and right. We know that the only right way is the straight and narrow way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're reminded about the woman who sought to anoint the dead body of Jesus. She ought to be commended for their tender love and regard for the Savior. Yet as they came near the place of burial, the practical difficulty of moving the heavy stone that sealed his tomb brought them unnecessary anxiety. Their fears were groundless. It had already been moved. We know that we are often needlessly concerned over prospective difficulties that God graciously removed or helped us overcome. Let us exercise greater faith in facing possible obstructions on the pathway of duty. We may be sure of the Lord's assurance in such matters when we press on in his name and for his glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that we can go on forward today on the pathway of service, undated by possible future obstacles. Let your heart be cheered by the certainty in whatsoever difficulties you may face. God will move the stone. And we know this one thing to be certain. If God doesn't remove an obstacle, he'll help you find a way around it. And before ending, I'd just like to send you another word of encouragement. Just know that God will put people in your life. May it be your saints of God at the church that you attend. If you're into any community functions in your community, God will put people in your life that can make your load a little lighter and your day a little brighter. And so this is to those of you that had to spend Jesus Christ tell us, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the earth. So you can be assured that you are never alone. Just look around you and you'll feel God's presence. God is everywhere at the same time. God is with me. He is with you. He is with your loved ones. And those that's gone on is laying in wait to that judgment day of awakening. When God will call all of those that are dead in Christ Jesus, he will call them to rise first. So just know that that loved one that leaves a void in your heart, I come to let you know on tonight, God can be that burden bearer. God can be that load sharer. God can be the one that can bring you joy and peace and happiness like no other can. God is the only one. God said that he's better than a mother. He's better than a father. He's better than a sister. He's better than a brother. God is everything that you and I need. So all we need to do is just focus on those truths. Is that even though you might not have a friend that you can pick up the phone and dial the number, you got God when you don't even need a number. All you got to do is just summon those angelic angels and tell them to get Jesus on the line, for you have need of him. And you can just tell God all about him. God will never put you on hold. God will never put you on three-way. God will never leave you hanging. God is always there. God is just a whisper, prayer away. And he'll hear just the faintest cry of his children. I want you to be encouraged on tonight to know that you're not alone. You might be earthly alone because you can't put your hand on that person. Y'all are not in the same room together, not in the same town, what have you. But I'm here to let you know tonight that God can be that person of friendship. Invite him into your life on tonight. Allow him to be your Lord and Savior. Allow him to be your anchor. God can give you happiness that surpasses all understanding. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to inject your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition that you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You're encouraged to send your correspondence of attention, Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God go in you. Bye for now.